Begin the current daf Masechet Bamitzia daf Yud. Begin 10 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, the Gemara had introduced a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham from the Mishnah Masechet Peya, because how it relates to the halacha of our Mishnah, regarding if a random person takes Peya from someone's field and wants to be zeichet it for someone else. So Rabbi Eliezer says he was zeichet from. Chacham says not zeichet. So Ula explained that machlekes regarding if it's a wealthy person for a pauper. With the Rabban say that's where it's not going to work because you have to say two migos. But from one ani to another ani, even if he doesn't want to be zeichet for himself, he wants to be zeichet for his friend, another ani, then everyone would agree that he would be zeichet for him. Because migo de zechel nafshe zechel nam l'chavi. Since if he wanted to, he could merit it for himself. Even though now he's not doing it for himself, he could be zeichet for someone else. On that, Rab Nachman disagreed, and he said, seemingly from our Mishnah, you have to say that Rabban would hold that even from one ani to another ani would not be zeichet. Because our Mishnah essentially is saying, if someone picks up something for his friend, which he could pick up the lost object just as well, like an ani for peya, and he's doing it for his friend, we see that his friend is not zeicha. Because our Mishnah said, the way Rav Nachman learned the Mishnah, that if someone tells a guy who's riding an animal, says, hey, can you pick that up for me? And the other guy picks it up, and then before he gives it to me, says, no, I want to keep it myself. Says the Mishnah, he can keep it for himself. Why? He was already magbim etzilach averoi. Obviously, it was not konach averoi. So you see that even from ani to ani, the chacham would say that the other one would not be zeicha, and if someone picks up a mitziah for his friend was not koina. So the Gemara continues again with Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, the Amr Tavai, that they both say hamegbiyah mitziah lechaveroi lo konach averoi. If someone picks up a found object for his friend has not acquired it. So he explains my time, what's the reason why it doesn't work. So on that they explain how a teifis lebachoy, because essentially he's grabbing for a creditor, meaning he wants to be zeicha for somebody, but makom shechav lachem, in a place where it's going to create a loss for other people. In other words, here there's no creditors and debtors, but it's like a situation where someone on his own comes along and grabs someone else's money because of a guy that he owes money to for a creditor of his. Now, essentially what he's doing is he's beating out all the other creditors that are also owed money. So yes, although he's gaining and doing his chutz for that guy, but with that grabbing, he's creating a loss for other people that are the other creditors. And that says Rav Nachman Rav Chizda, Tefis Lachayv, Makam Shachav Lachayv, Lachana. If someone is grabbing for a creditor in a place where it will cause a loss to other creditors, then he's not acquiring, as the Gemara Masechtas Kesubah says, because who are you to grab from your own to cause a loss to other people if this guy didn't make you an agent to grab, according to Rashi's interpretation. If the guy himself comes and grabs, okay, he's doing it for himself, of course other people are going to lose. But you, a third party, who are you to be zeich of one person, thus causing chayvis to other people, therefore you have no right. Essentially, says Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, the same thing by Yemetziah. If you're picking up for yourself, fine, you could do that. But everyone is a creditor for a lost object because we all have shares in that. We all could be meriting it. So to be zeichet for someone else, that's like being teves l'balchev, makom shechav lachem, that's not going to be a kinyan for that other person. Now that is for Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman for the following braisa. The braisa says, mitzias poyel la'atzmai. If a worker finds something when he's working on the job, he could keep that found object for himself. Explains the braisa, when was that said? That's when the homeowner who hired him told him a specific job. Nachesh im mihayim, weed for me today, or other imayim, or plow or hoe for me today, where he only hired him for that specific job. So when he picks up the found object, that wasn't part of the job that he was hired for by the homeowner, therefore the worker acquires it for himself. Now, of course, he has to take away from the payment that he was getting paid, let's say, per hour to do the weeding or the hoeing, because the entire time that he was picking up that lost object, that was not doing the work he was supposed to do. So he takes away, he's not going to take that pay for that, but he could keep it for himself. Aval, but says the Braiso, Amaloi, if the homeowner told him, I want you to work for me today. So whatever work he's doing, now he might have told him a specific job when he came to the field, whatever work he's doing is the work of the homeowner. So then in that situation, then the homeowner acquires it. Then it actually, the lost object goes to the homeowner. Because then all work that's being done is being done for the homeowner. Now, as Rava, one thing we see from this braisa is that we have a magbiyah mitzi lechaveroi. The worker is picking it up, and what's happening? Konachaveroi, the homeowner is getting it. So you see, not like you. You see, a magbiyah mitzi lechaveroi, even though it's chav lachem, is konachaveroi. So Amalei, so Reb Nachman responded to Rabbi, says, no, Shani Poyel, a work is different. The Yod Kiyad Balabayesu, his hand is like the hand of the owner. It's more than a shliach. It's like he's hired from him, he owns him now, and therefore whatever he's picking up is like the homeowner picking up with his own hands. And that's why, just like a person could pick up a mitzvah for himself, a worker could do the same thing. Now that as the Gemara of Omar Rav, but the Rav asked Rav Nachman, but Rav said, a worker could retract in the middle of his contract in the day, even in the middle of the day. So how can you say that he's mamish, like owned by the owner, that his hand is like the hand of the homeowner? What are you talking about? He could stop working from any moment that he wants to. So then he is like his own independent person. And therefore, how do we see when he's picking up that the other person is going to be kainer? Obviously, you see, not like you, so Malais Reb Nachman said no. As long as the worker does not retract, then like I said, he's like the hand of the homeowner. He's not like a third party picking up someone else, which I hold would not work. Here would work. Now, however, this point that you're bringing up, that this that he has, when he will attract, we let him retract. It's not because up until now he was not like Yad Balabayis. Rather, that's time achrinu. That's for a different reason, that he's not totally like a slave, that if he wants to leave his job, he can leave even in the middle of the day and retract. But yes, up until then, we really do view him like a slave. The reason why he could retract in the middle of the day is because the pasuk says in Meyikra. Hashem says, Kali b'nei Yisrael avadim, because for me, the Jewish people are slaves, which says, avadayhem v'loy avadim l'avadim. They're my slaves and not slaves to slaves. Working for another person, they don't own that person. Now, up until he retracts, the ability to retract is because he's not a slave. But up until he retracts, then yes, his yad is kiyad balabais, and that's why it's not just a classic which would not be kaina. Here, it's kiyad balabais, that's why it would be kaina. So that's the opinion of Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda. However, Amar B'chir Barabba, Amar B'yechin, he disagrees. He says, if someone picks up a found object to acquire for his friend, kana chaver, his friend has acquired it. And that for one's Rabbi Yechanan, the Imtoim and Mishnah saying, and if you're going to say, what are you going to do to halacha of our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah taught with a guy who already picked it up for the other person, before he hands it over to the other person, as Rav Nachman had taught this halacha, says, Ani zechisi ba, oh, I want to keep it. So the Mishnah says he could keep it. So it sounds like, even though right now, even though originally he picked it up for that other guy, he could be zeichan it, which sounds like that Hamigvim Tzeh L'chaber is loikon l'chaber, because if it was, so then he wouldn't be able to not give it to the person when it's already that other person's. And that says, Yerichano, the reason for that in the Halach of Mishnah is because the Amar Tenali, what did he tell him? He was riding on the donkey, and he said to his friend, Tenali, give it to me. The loy Amar Zechali, he didn't tell it, merit it for me with your picking it up. So it comes out that he did not make him a shliach to acquire with his picking it up until he actually gives it to him. Now before he gives it to him, he didn't yet do his shlichus yet. He could retract from his wanting to be a shliach for him, and he didn't pick it up with the intention. You're right, even if the guy had not told him, and if his friend would acquire it. And our mission is actually worse, because he didn't tell him to pick it. He told him something, and he was following his directives, which was to give it to me. Up until he gives it to him, that's not yet the shlichus. So until he gives it to him, he can retract, and that's why the Mishnah said he could keep it to himself. Now Tosha just points out, although Rabbi Yochanan is on record in Perek in Masechta Ksubis and in first Perek in Masechta Gittin, that Tevis L'Bachayiv is loikani. So how could he say Hamigvim Tzeil Chaver Kana Chaver when we said that really when you're picking up a mitzvah for one person is like a chayiv to all other people? And that says Tosha says no, because that's only over here. That's only over there where you can't have migu dezachel nafshei by a creditor, because you're not one of the guy who's taking it, grabbing it away for that guy is not one of the creditors. But in our case, he disagrees in saying that's like teifas l'bachayiv, because since by metzia you have migu dezachel nafshei, you could take it for yourself. So then he holds zachel nam l'chavrei, in contrast to teifas l'bachayiv makom shabachayim l'chayim, where it's by creditors, the guy who's grabbing it doesn't have any migu, that's why it wouldn't work. But makom shachav l'chayim. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the same theme about the halachas of a found object. It says the Mishnah, Ruas HaMetziv Anafal Alav. Someone sees a found object and he falls on it, meaning he intends, he jumps on it to go to be on it. Now somebody else comes and grabs it and takes possession of it. It says the Mishnah, Zesh Shechzik Bo Zochabo. The guy who took possession of it because he got the rights, because the guy didn't do any kinyan. You jump on it, that's not a kinyan. do hagbah, do mishichli, do something, just jumping in, it doesn't do anything. The guy who actually then does the is machzik in it, he is zeich in it. Now, which will come relation to the halach of the Mishnah, the Gemara brings Amr Shlokesh Mishum Abakoin Bardla. It says, Arba Amishal Adam, a person's 4 cubic Amis, Koin Elis B'chal Malkam, acquires for him as a kinyan wherever he is. In other words, if around his perimeter of Dalet Amis there is something of Hefker, no one else is allowed to take it. My time, what's the reason? Takina Rabbana, it's a rabbinic injunction to lay Osil into it. People shouldn't come to quarrels. Because the guy's going to say, oh, I got it first. Whatever's in this guy's Dalet Amis and his perimeter around him, that is his. Now, Amar Abaya, Maiser Reb Chibar Yesib. Abaya says that there were 2 questions on this halacha of Abba Koin Bardla. One was asked by Reb Chibar Yesib from a Tiyufta from the Mishnah Mesechtes Peya. And the Marava, Rava says, Maiser Reb Yaakov Bar Idi. He had asked on this from the Seder of Nezikin. A Mishnah and Seder Nezikin. So as the Gemara explains, Amar Abaya, he says, Maiser Reb Chibar Yesib Peya. He had asked from the Mishnah Mesechtes Peya as follows. The Mishnah says, if Notel, if one of the paupers took Miktsas Peya, some of the gleanings that he had took already from the corner of the field, Bezarek Alashar, and then he threw it on other pieces of wheat so that he should acquire it, he has nothing over there. Because that's not a kinyan by throwing stuff in there. Oh, it's mine. I threw my jacket. That doesn't do anything. Let's say Nafalullah. Let's say he falls on it. Or Paras Talisala, he takes and he covers it with his cloak. Again, Mavir Nesemena, we remove him from it. That's not any kinyan. You didn't get any rights in it because you threw your stuff on it. So to the same thing is with the sheaves, the bundles of forgotten bundles, which is also one of the Matan Sanim. If you take it and you throw your bundle on another one, that doesn't give you any rights to it. Now on that, ask the Gemara, V'i Amrit Abba Amish Alod M'koinis Lebuchal Malkam, if you would say like Abba Koin Bartla, that automatically a person's Dalet Amis acquires what's in his perimeter, so Niknilei, then it should acquire for him, let's say in the case of when he falls on it, he jumps on it, that it should be his, because of Arba Amish, the day because of his Dalet Amis, that the Rabbanan said, is that Takana, that it's a Kenyan. So you're right, he didn't do a Kenyan by jumping on it, but it's in his Dalet Amis, that should acquire for it. So says the Gemara, Hachamai Skin, what are we talking about over here? Dole Omer Akne. He didn't say that he wants his Dalet Amis to acquire for him. So the Gemara says, be talking to Rabbanan, but if the Rabbanan made the Takana, Kile Omer Mahava, even if he doesn't say it, what's the difference? The Rabbanan said it's an automatic Kenyan. Why does he have to say it? So the Gemara explains, no, Kivan the Nafal, since he jumped on it, Goli Daite, he's revealing his intention, you could see his thought, to be Nefila Nichle Dinikti, what is he trying to do? He wants to acquire it with his falling on it. Obviously, obviously he's not agreeable. It's not his intention to acquire with his Dalet Amis. It's not his intention because you could tell that he thinks that his falling in it will be better. So obviously he's not doing it through that. If he didn't do anything, yes, automatically it would be. But you see that he's intending to do this and not that. And that's why it's not going to be a Kenyan. But you're right. If he didn't jump in, it actually would be better. His Dalet Amis would be Kainilai, even automatically. Now the Gemara continues Amid Beis, Rav Papa, he gives a different resolution. Says, Kita Kinili Rabbana Arba Amis, when, as Abba Koin Bardla said, where the Rabbana Masakin Dalet Amis, that's be Alma, that's in general. For example, on a regular street, on a side street, which is every person's domain, or in a public domain, or in what's called the Tzidi Rosh Hashanah, which shortly later, that's going to become relevant in the Gemara later on, which is the sides of the public domain, which that's, again, Hefker for everyone to utilize that area where if someone wants to go away from the pressing place of the street, they go to the sides. But besadid balabai is lotekinei l'rabbanan. But if it's a field of a homeowner, there the rabbanan did not create that you should have your dalet amis in that person's field. Because v'avagav dezach l'rechamana begavah, even the Torah gave rights to the poor person in this person's field to go ahead and take things, kizach l'rechamana, when did the Torah give rights? L'yeluchiba. But the kute peya was to go in the field and to take peya. But the mahavach atzer lezach l'rachmana, but to make it as if it's his courtyard by having his dalet amis be his area, that the Torah did not make, that it's his, and therefore that's why the dalet amis is not going to work, and that's why you're right, if he jumps in it, we're going to take him away, because the jumping doesn't work and the dalet amis doesn't work. But in general, in the public area, then the halach of Abba Koin Bardla would be correct, and the person's dalet amis would acquire from. That was one question which was answered. Amar Rava. Rava had said that Ma'isavir Yaakov Idi Nezikin. He had asked from Sayyidin Nezikin, from the Mesechta Nezikin, which we said is includes Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Basar, which is from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rasa Metziah V'Nafal Alayhu. If someone saw a found object and he falls on it, and someone else comes and takes possession of it, so the Mishnah says, the one who took possession, he gets the rights to it. Now, on that, the question is, if you say a person's dalai amish acquires from wherever he is, so you're right, although falling on it is not a kinyan, but nikneh arba amish, they let his dalai amish acquired from, why does the other person get to take it? So that says, what are we talking about here? Dalai amish akne. He didn't say that he wants to acquire it for the dalai amish. So the question is, as we said in the first question, v'itagin rabbanah, but if the rabbanah instituted kila amah mahaba, what's the difference if he didn't say? And that says the Gemara again, as in the first question, kibin enough Allah, since he's falling in it, gali daite, so he's revealing his intention, did mefila nichali denikni, that he intends to acquire only with his falling, baba amas li nichali denikni, he's not intending to do with the dalai amas, it's like it's excluding from that kinyan, and that's why it's not going to be kind of him, and that's why the other person could be zeichin it. Now, Rav Sheshet Amar, he gives a second resolution. He says, Kitakin Rabbanan, when were the Rabbanan Misakin, this halacha of Dalai Lama is to be kind of a person, is besimta, is in a street, Dalai Dachki Rabbim, where specifically a regular street, where there's not many people pushing around. But Bershus Aram, in the main thoroughfare, in the public streets, where that's the case of our Mishnah, the Kedachki Rabbim, where people are pushing, there's very little space there in the marketplace, in the streets, like the Kinyan Rabbanan. The Rabbanan did not institute this halacha because a person doesn't really have his own unique Dalai Amas in the public thoroughfares because everybody's there in his space. You can't call that his own Dalai Amas. That's why in the halacha of a Mishnah, where there's a Metziah in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where this guy goes and jumps on it, that's not going to help the jump because that's not a Kinyan. And the Dalai Amas also is not a Kinyan because Abba Kern Bardla, who said this halacha, was only in a regular street where a person has space. He has his private space, but in the street where everyone is shoulder to shoulder, there's no room, there's no halacha of Dalai Lamas. Now the Gemara asked, but b'chal b'chal malkum kamar. The halacha, the way it was said over, was that Abba Kohen Bardla had said that the person's Dalai Lamas is kind of in any place. Seemingly that's even the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So that the Gemara answers, no, kal malkum lasu yitzid Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Any place was meant to include, as we mentioned this before, the sides of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is similar to a simto, a side street. But the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim itself, that it wasn't said the halacha, and that's why in our Mishnah, the halacha of Dalai Lamas would not apply. Now, once we introduced one halacha, we say another halacha from V'amr Rish Lakish Mishum Abba Kohen Bardlo, continuing on a related theme regarding the halachas of acquiring things. So he says, Kitana Ein Lo Chatzar, a minor girl, doesn't have the halacha of a courtyard, meaning to acquire for her. If her husband throws her a get into her courtyard, so her courtyard does not acquire the get for her to be divorced that way. And so too, ve'in la arba amas, she doesn't have this halacha that we were just mentioning before of her dalai amas acquiring for her. So if, let's say, she's standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and her husband throws her a get within her dalai amas, even though that by a gedayla she'd be divorced in such a case, as the Mishnah says in Seftas Gittin Daf Ayin Chesem Aleph, if someone throws a get to his wife in her house, or if she's standing in the street and he throws it close to her within her dalai amas, she's divorced. On that says Abba Kohen Bardlo that, however, in for a minor, she doesn't have kinyan chatzar, and neither does she have the kinyan of dalai amas. Now, Rabbi Yechonim Shem Rabbi Yana Amar, he says yesh la chatzar, a katana has the halach of chatzar, and yesh la arba amas, and she does have the halach of arba amas. If her husband throws the get either in her chatzar or in a dalai amas, she will be divorced. So the Gemara says, but my kimifli, regarding what point do they disagree? So Marsav Rabbi Yechonim says, he holds chatzar mishum yad isra boy, because what is the premise that the halach of chatzar is built on, and so to the halacha of Dalai Lamas, which is based on that, it's a rabbinic injunction, but it's based on that same concept of something else that's an extension that the person will acquire for that person. Where does the halacha come from? Rabbi Yechonah holds that it's included from the halacha of a person's hand. Meaning, by the halacha of get, it says, husband writes a get for her, and v'nasim biyadah, he puts it in her hand. Now, the woman's hand is her rishus. As the Gemara says in Bamidbar Chaf Aleph, it says, V'yikich es kol artzim yod, he took all his land from his hand. It doesn't mean literally his hand. It's a reference to the person's rishus. So when we include in the halacha of a chatzar being kind of a person, it's learnt out from a person's hand, which is also called a person's rishus. Now, so kihecha de isloya, just like a minor girl, has her own hand, meaning from the moment that she knows how to protect her get, even as a minor, she'll be divorced, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin, because the only one that's excluded is a shaita, who she's mentally deranged. When you send her away, she comes back again. She's excluded, but a minor actually could receive her get with her own hand. So chatzah nami isla. So since chatzah is included from the halacha of yad, which is called Rishus, like the word Yad comes to include, so too she has the halacha of a chatzar being kind of her. But a marsa of Rish Lakish held, chatzar mishum shlichis es rabbi. No, the halacha of a courtyard is included not from the halacha of Yad, but the reason why we know that a chatzar is acquires for a person something is because it's included from the halacha of shlichus, that a person could create an agent, something beyond himself, to work and do what he needs to do. So too, a chatzar is a person's shliach. It's something beyond him, which is doing his job. Now, shlichus works by gittin, as we learned in the Braisa, Masechta Kedushin of Daf Mem Aleph Men Aleph, that it says v'shilcha. Now, it could have said v'shilach, which that comes to say that a man can make a shliach. When it says v'shilcha, although it really means that he sends her away, but if you read it with adamapik hey, v'shilcha is like a lashon lekeva, that the woman herself could also make a shliach. So, the halacha of a chatzar also acquiring the get is because it's working on the same premise of shlichus, just like a woman can make a shlich to receive her get, so too, which is not herself, it's someone else, so too the chatzar could do that same job of shlichus. Now, so therefore, v'chihecha de shlichus lasla, now therefore extends Rish Lakish, and he says, so therefore, just like a ketana, a minor, does not have a halach of shlichus, as the Mishnah says in Masechtas Gittin, that a minor cannot make a shliach, because whenever we learn that the halacha of shlichus, what's the source that a person can make an agent to do what he has to do, whether by halacha of gittin or by halacha of pesach, it says the word ish, which connotes an adult, which excludes a minor cannot create an agent. So chatzanami lesla, so the minor who cannot make an agent, neither can she make a chatzah to receive or get for her. So that's the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish regarding what is the underlying principle of how chatzar works to acquire. Is it because of shlichus, and she doesn't have shlichus, so therefore she cannot acquire through chatzar? Or is it because mishum yodeh is rabbi, which is the word of rishus, and since she could receive a get with her hand, she could receive it with her chatzar? Now, on this, the Gemara asks on Rish Lakish, Mika mando amar chatzim mishum shlichus is rabbi. Is there really anyone that says that a person's courtyard acquires because it's considered his agent? And therefore, again, like Rish Lakish said, since she cannot make a shlich, she cannot acquire it through her chatzar. But Vatanya will learn the braisa that talks about the halacha of kefil. It says, im the pasuk im himatzi timatzi, if it's found, biyadai. If they find the theft in his hand, other than the ganav that's caught has to pay double, has to pay kefil. Says the braisa, ainli eli yadai. I would only know if they literally find it in his hand. How do we know if they find it on his roof, or in his courtyard, or in his enclosure, that if, let's say, the animal went in by itself, and then he closed the fence with the intention of stealing it, that then he would be chayav with kefil in that case too? Tamalema teaches the braisa, himatze timatze. If found, it will be found, which is mikamakam in whatever situation, not only in his hand, but even in his domain. So that asks the Gemara, if you're entertained to say that the way that a courtyard acquires for a person is because of the principle of shlichus, it's like his agent, but then it comes out, we have a case of a shliach, which in this case the chatzar is a shliach, if you learn chatzar is mishum shlichus rabbi, you have an agent that is working to fulfill a sin, because it's stealing, it's helping him steal, to say that the shliach is like him, and therefore the one who sent him will be liable for the action of the shliach. Because that's what you're saying. He's going to be chayv kefil for the action of his chatzar, which is like his shliach. Now, but the Gemara tells him, Sestas Kedushin, Daf Membeis Membeis, Ein shliach l'dvah avera, the action of a shliach regarding a sin that was commanded by the mishalech, by the one who sent, doesn't work. It does not attribute it back to the mishalech. Yet here, seemingly, you have a case of shlichus l'avera. You have the chatzar that's doing a sin, essentially, if that's how chatzar works, because of shlichus, by stealing, that it's going to make the mishaleach, the owner of the field, be liable for d'avera, for geneva, to be chayv kefil. So Ravina says, it's not a difficulty. Hecham rinan de'in shlich d'avera. When did we say that the action of the shliach regarding a sin does not work to make a liability or a merit for the one who sent him? That's hecha de shlich b'chayuvuhu. That's where the agent himself is liable for that same thing. He's warned regarding that same sin. That's when the one who sent him is going to be exempt. Because we tell the shliach, wait a second, the master, who Hashem, tells you one thing, the student, meaning that a human, tells you something, who do you listen to? You shouldn't have done it. And if we don't consider you as an extension of the shliach to make him liable, you shouldn't have done it yourself, and therefore, you're going to be chayv. But by a court judge who's not commanded in any mitzvahs, it's something inanimate object, it's land, then the one who sent him would be chayv. We would see it as an extension of the mishaleach. The only reason why we say in shliach d'vaveh is because the shliach, you shouldn't sin. That's why we hold that it doesn't go back. But chatzar is not sinning. It does go back, and it is considered as a shliach of the mishaleach, and that's why he'd be chayv for kefil. And we could say chatzar mishum shlichus is rabbi. Now, but the Gemara asks, El Mi'atah, but if that's the case, you say that if, let's say, the Shliach is not Chayiv, then we would consider even for his sin that the Mishleach would be Chayiv. But then, take the following case. Ha'ayim le'isha ve'eved, if someone tells to a woman or to a slave, Tzu gunvili, go out and steal from me. De'lav b'nei chiyuvin, where they're not liable for damages for theft, to pay, as the Mishnah says in Baba Kamata Pezayin Manalv, if they cause loss, liability, damages to other people, they're exempt. Would you say in such a case that the one who sent him would be chayiv? Because they're like chatzar then, which they're not liable, and therefore the mishaleach should be chayiv. So on that thing, Gemara says, no, Amrit, you say, it's not true. A woman and a slave are those who are liable for theft that they steal from other people. It's just v'hashtem mi alesel l'shlum, it's only now that they don't have to pay. Because actually, Ditnan, as we learn in the Mishnah in Baba Kama, that tells us, Niskarsha Ishu, when the woman gets divorced, and Ishtachar Eved, when the slave gets freed, then Chayav L'Sham, then they have to pay up. It's only now, because Komash Kana Isha, Komash Kana Eved, Kana Rabbi, they have no money of their own. So they're exempt for what they do. But it doesn't mean that they're not B'nei Chayuvin in it. They just don't have what to pay. When they're on their own, they're divorced or emancipated, then they actually would be Chayav. And that's why we'll still say the concept of Ein Shliach, L'dvar Veira, by the woman and the slave, in contrast to the field. Another approach to answer the question that was asked in Rish Lakish from the halacha of a chatzar being kaina, even in the case of theft, which seemingly is a case of shlichat va'aveir, which we say doesn't work, on that Rav Samo Amar, he says, heicha minin in shlichat va'aveir. He gives a different qualification. He says, when do we say that the act of the shlich does not go back to the mishaleach if it's regarding a sin? He says, that's heicha, that's where the ibayi of it, that's if the shliach, if he wanted to, could do the shlichus, could do the agency. V'boi lavin, if he wanted to, he doesn't have to. That's when we say you had that choice and you didn't have to. If you did, then you're liable and not the one who sent you because you're doing a sin. But regarding a courtier where but has no free will, by automatic, it, whatever is done to it, it's going to work, then mechayev sholchay, then the one who sent it, meaning the owner, is going to be chayev for the theft. So the question is, what's the difference between them? Essentially, it sounds like the same thing. One's calling it free will, the other one's calling it if you're obligated. Essentially, it seems like it's the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, ikar menai, the difference is, for example, in the following two cases. Kayin de amalei li Yisrael, if let's say a kayin tells a non-kayin, go ahead and engage me to a divorcee woman, who that's only something that a kohen's mitzvah in, but not a Yisrael. Now, moreover, it's actually from the moment of Kedushin that he violates the Isra of lo yikachu, don't take them even in marriage. Or inami, another case would be Ish, a man, the Amal Isha tells a woman, akfali katan, want you to cut off the payas of a minor. Now, a woman is not commanded in the Isra of lo yisakifu. The reason being is because she's not commanded in the Isser, which is compared to the payas in the pasuk, to the Isser of cutting off the corner of the beard. As the Gemara says in Masechta Kedushin, a woman doesn't have a beard, or another limud, which we know that she doesn't have that Isser, so she doesn't have the Isser of cutting off the payas either. Now, moreover, actually, the Isser of having one's payas, the corner of one's head, rounded off, is not just the Isser from the one whose payas is getting cut off, but it's also actually the Isser is even on the one who's cutting it off. Because the pasuk says in plural, loisakifu, they shall not cut it off, which includes, as the Gemara Masechtas Nazir tells us, whether the one who's getting it cut off or the one who's cutting it off. Now, moreover, Rashi just says that the case that it's told about where the man tells the woman, cut off the payas of a minor, it's only because generally an adult would not allow it, that's why he picks it to a minor. But the primary point is that the mishaleach, as in the case of the kayin, is mechuyev, and the shliach is someone that's not mechuyev, whether it be Yisrael for a grusha or a woman cutting off the payas of a man or a minor. So on that explains the Gemara would be the difference of these two different opinions. According to the interpretation that said where you had a choice, the shliach, if you wanted you could have done it, if you wanted you didn't have to do it, that's where loy mechayev shalcha, that's where we say that one who sent him is not going to be chayev. So here also, if they wanted to, if the woman wanted to, or if the Yeshua wanted to, they could do it. If they wanted to, they don't have to do it. So therefore, yes, in these two cases, loy mechayev shulchan. We would not make the kayin or the man liable for that iser that they sent the person, because it's a shleich l'dva'aveir, and that doesn't work. But lahach lishna da'amid, but according to the other version that said, wherever the agent itself is not liable, like we said by the case of the chatzah, the chatzah is not chayiv in the Isra of Gneva. So then, mechayiv shalcha, then we said that the one who sent it would be chayiv. So haninami, these two cases also, kivin the laba nechayuvininu, mechayiv shalchan, since the woman in the Isra of Pei, cutting of payas, or the man regarding getting married to a divorcee, they're not liable, therefore, the mishaleach, the one who sent him, would be chayiv. That's the difference between these two different interpretations. Now the Gemara asks a similar type of question on Rish Lakish again. The first question was asking, could he say that chatz mishum shlichus es rabbi? Now it asks it in the opposite way. Umiyaka laman do amar, is there actually an opinion that holds chatz la mishum yad es rabbi? Rish Lakish, who he said that chatz is mishum shlichus, that the Gemara asks, is it really true? Is there any opinion that says that the courtyard does not work because it's considered like an extension of her hand? But Vatan, you learn the Bryce that says, where the pasuk talks about the man giving a get to his wife, it says that he gives it and he puts it in her yada, in her hand. So says the Braisa, in like eli yada, I would only know that if he actually puts it into her hand. How do we know that even if he puts it on her roof or her courtyard or in her enclosing areas, that would also include the halacha of giving her the get? That's what the pasuk teaches, that if he put it in her hand, that tells you mikol makom, wherever he puts it. Meaning, it doesn't, if the pasuk would have said ubiyado yitneu, in her hand he gives it, that would sound like, yeah, in her hand he gives it. But here where it says v'nasan, and then only does it say biyado, so it sounds like that it's going on because of la v'nasan, meaning any type of giving, not just in her hand. Now, and why is it these types of things, which is similar to her hand? But one thing that we see is obviously that we consider her chatzir as included from the premise of yada, because if it was from the halacha of shlichus, we already have a limud, as we brought before from Kedushin in the second paragraph of Mem Alef Mem Alef, where it says Vishilcha, which teaches that the woman can make a shliach. Why would the Brisa have to bring this from Benasim Mikal Makim to tell us that she could acquire the get because of Chatzir? Of course, if you say Chatzir Mishum Shlichas, then you know it already from the Loch of Shlichas that we know a woman has regarding get. Obviously, Chatzir is not from Shlichas, it's from Yada. And if it's from Yada, then we're back to the question regarding the Machlekes in Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan, then seemingly he should agree that a Gitana has a chatzir, because we see that chatzir mishum yad es rabbi, and a woman has chatzir. So that the Gemara answer is no. L'inya get kule amalei plig. You're right. As you're proving from this braisa, regarding the halacha of get, no one disagrees. The chatzir mishum yad es rabbi. That the halacha, how chatzir works to have the woman divorce when the get goes in the chatzir, is because it's considered an extension of her yad. And therefore, the woman has, and including a minor, would get divorced in the chatzir. The machlekes Rish Lakish Rosh Eichon was not in the halachas of Gittin, because Rish Lakish would agree, because it's Misham Yada and the minor has Yad. Their disagreement is regarding finding a lost object. Marsa Rabbi Eichon holds as we continue on top of Yudalav Menalav, Yalfina Mitzim Get. We learn the halacha of a lost object from a found object from the halacha of Get. In other words, just like we're reading a Get, we see clearly that the minor has the halacha of acquiring the Get through her chatzah. So too, regarding the halacha of mitziyah would be the same thing. But Umar Savalayafina, mitziyah me get, Rosh Lakish holds, you don't learn that the halacha of mitziyah from get. And why not? Because we don't learn that halacha is of moment from iser. Get is prohibitory law. And a mitziyah of lost object, finding a lost object, is monetary law. Now, by regarding iser, that we say that a minor has a chatzah. But regarding monetary law, the halacha of chatzah is learned out from the pasuk of Geneva, as we brought before. It says, "Imimotze timotze biyoda Geneva." We sign wherever it's found, even in his chatzah, where there you could say that maybe it's not coming from the halacha of yad. Maybe there it's coming from the halacha of shlichus, which a minor does not have shlichus, and therefore she would not acquire mitziah in her chatzah. Now, moreover, Rashi explains that because in general the halacha is ein shlich d'va'avera, that's why, as we explained previously, they had to say that the chatzir, which is because of shlichus, would acquire it, because you would think that it wouldn't, because of shlich d'va'avera. That's what it's saying, that in this case, the chatzir would work as a shliach. L'dva'avera, as we said, that's the exception. That's what the principle the pasuk would be teaching. But again, that would only work by an adult, not by a minor. So although a minor has baget, but not by mitziah. Well, the Ibaisim, if you want, you could say that actually, Begitana Kula Amaloi Pligi, that actually by a minor girl, no one disagrees the Afina Mitzim Get. That we do learn out halachas of Mitzim from Get. Just like by Get, she has Chatzar acquiring for her. So to a found object, she would acquire for her. But Vahacha Bekotni Kemifugi. Here, the disagreement between Shlokesh and Yechanan is regarding a minor boy. Where there, we don't find anywhere in the Torah that a minor boy has a kinyan of Chatzar. So that's the Machlokes. Marsa v'Rebbeichen holds yafin katan miktana. We learn that halacha of a minor boy from a minor girl, just like a minor girl has by get, and so too we learn by extension by mitzia. So too a boy should not be any different than a girl. Umarsa v'leifin katan miktana. But Rish Lakish holds that we don't learn that katan from miktana. Katana, we find such a precedent in halacha. We don't find it by katan, and therefore katan would not have the halacha of chatzar or of dalan amas. Or v'ibay same. Or if you want, the Gemara says another approach that actually mar machada or mar machada v'leipligi. Rish Lakish is saying one halacha, Rish Lakish is saying another halacha, and they're actually not disagreeing. In other words, Rish Lakish that said that a chatzar is not going to work for a katana was talking about by mitzia. Rish Lakish had said that a chatzar would work for a katana was talking about by get, and they both agreed to each other's halacha. Or you could say Rish Lakish that said that it doesn't work was talking about by a katan, because you don't learn a katan from a katana. Rabbi Yechonit says that a chatzah does work even for a mitziah, was talking about by a katana, and the katana does work as we see by the halacha of get, which again the katan doesn't have, and therefore you could say that actually a combination of the previous answers, that Rabbi Yechonit and Shlokesh don't have to disagree, and they're talking about different halachas.